Good morning to you all. In Jesus' name, this is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. I pray that this finds you rejoicing in the Lord and trusting in Him and looking forward to His coming. One of the things I'd like to talk about here today is as sort of a continuation of the theme that we've been having this week in the area of the bitterness and the healing that can be found in Jesus Christ, the deliverance from bitterness. We touched on it yesterday. And the interesting thing about it is that bitterness is emphasized in the book of Hebrews, which I would dare to say that it is something that is more commonly found in your religious type of people than it is in your secular, worldly type of people. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but it's just something that I have observed, and it seems it's interesting that bitterness comes up in the book of Hebrews, which the book of Hebrews is specifically a book that is geared towards the Jews, which were a religious people, rather than the Gentiles, which would have been like the Greeks and the Romans of the day, more secular. And so I found that to be an interesting observation, because it has been part of my life for many years, and it is something that I still have to guard against. But I do know that there's victory in Jesus, and I do know I have tasted and experienced that victory in a great way myself. Even though, like I said, it is an ongoing battle. But when the power of bitterness is broken, that's when we experience freedom. It's a little bit like any other sin. When the power of the sin is broken, that's then when we walk in freedom. And not that we can let our guards down, but we can walk in freedom. And one of the things that I have found, maybe just to share some of my own experience in the area of bitterness, is that it is very hard to identify. It is very hard to see, or maybe I should rather say it's harder to see than some sins. Maybe that would be a better way to word it, because because we know that if you know, there's nothing hidden that Jesus, that cannot be seen, and there's nothing hidden that if we honestly ask, that Jesus will not reveal. And that's one thing I'd like to encourage for all of us, is to honestly ask, and to just ask God, you know, how are we doing in our heart? It's a safe thing to do, and it's a needful thing. You know, the Bible is full of warnings about that day coming on us unawares, you know, and what a sad thing if we were, would have went through life with a false assurance of salvation and realized, you know, at the end that, I mean, it would be a sad thing to go through life with a false assurance and lose our soul in the end. So it's safe to ask Jesus ongoingly through our Christian walk, do an evaluation of our heart. And one of those things that we sometimes find is subtle things like bitterness. And I have found one of the signs to look for is when we find ourselves rehearsing some wrong thing that a person did, kind of ongoingly on and on in our mind. I know that was prevalent for me. And oftentimes I wouldn't really think about it. As I was going about my work, I would be, you know, thinking about my work, but when my mind was idle, it would be rehearsing the scenes of where I felt like I had been wrong, and I was just kind of rehearsing these scenes, and I would be kind of having these conversations with this person in my mind, convincing him of the wrong he has done to me. And, you know, it can be easily passed off as just, you know, we were wronged, and, you know, many times we do have our point and have our perhaps said right to feel wrong. And I don't think it's wrong to realize at times that we're being taken advantage of if we are. But what it is wrong then is if we allow bitterness to creep into our hearts. And the Bible says there in Hebrews, I think I read that yesterday morning, about it defileth a man, and it takes away peace and joy, and it causes a man to become bitter, and bitter eats away at compassion, and it makes a man into a selfish person, where the focus is on self, about how people are treating me, rather than how I'm treating others. So it's a very self-focused. So that was one of the things that stood out to me as a as a bit of a pointer to watch for. The other thing is when we are having difficulty facing the person, facing someone, is a sign that we're bitter against them. If we have trouble looking them in the eyes and trouble appreciating them and things like that, are all things that we need to guard against for bitterness. But the thing I'd like to point out mostly here is the road to freedom. You know, it's kind of, bitterness, I have found, is a little bit like a trap. Once you're in it, you can't really just forget about it. You can't really just, I mean, most times when you're bitter against someone, is most times the case. And you can't really just forget about it. You can't really, I mean, you can pray for God to take the bitterness away, and I would encourage to do that. I'm not discouraging that, but the thing I am encouraging is to take care of the pain that's behind the bitterness. In other words, the bitterness came from a painful circumstance, you know, and oftentimes it's something that has happened again and again and again and again and again and again, and eventually bitterness is it's one big, huge, muddy, you know, picture. But what I have found to be healing is to, number one, is acknowledge. Without that, there's little hope of deliverance if we don't acknowledge that we're bitter. That is step number one. And that can be done through prayer, asking God to reveal things in our hearts. For me, it was one time when I was ready to take communion. I was just ready. I saw the bread coming down the aisle. And all of a sudden it hit me that if I take that bread, I'm going to be eating and drinking unworthily of the Lord's body, as it says. And I knew that I'm bitter. So, and that came through prayer, asking God to show, reveal things to me. So that's just an encouragement to start out with. But I've discovered then I prayed a prayer to God and asked him to forgive me and deliver me from the bitterness. And I felt clear to go ahead and have communion, but it still wasn't the closure or the end of the journey. The journey did not end until I brought it out in the open and allowed Jesus Christ to bring healing. And what I'm saying by that is, it's a little bit like confessing sins and then having the blood applied, the blood of Jesus applied, and the sins washed away. It's a little bit the same way with that on the other end, but in this case, it might be sin that someone has committed to us, or hurt that someone has that is causing the bitterness. And so I have found when we walk through those circumstances and we relate and rehearse the details, especially to someone else or to some other person, as a listener, as you know, someone that you can trust, and to just rehearse those details and be specific. That's one thing I would very much encourage. Be specific, and it's kind of hard to get to the root of something if we just are general. So what I did is I was specific in some of the areas that you know, other people had violated, and I found that when we do that and we talk to God about those things and bring them out and acknowledge that we were hurt, it's oftentimes our pride in a subtle way that is telling us that we're not hurt, we're fine. You know, it's kind of masculine to say, I'm fine. I'm, you know, to, after you're hurt, to quickly get up and say, no, I'm fine, I'm not hurt. But, you know, oftentimes it's a little bit deeper than that. And so oftentimes we lay down our pride and just admit that, yes, we were hurt. And just in a childlike way, a childlike faith way, come to the Lord and just acknowledge that those things hurt and allow Him and ask Him to pour His oil and His healing oil into those wounds. And I have found that to be so healing. Now, it does take time sometimes for them to heal completely. But it's a little bit like this. If we find ourselves talking about a painful situation and we find the pain intense, there's reason to believe that it's not healed. You know, if we look in our own bodies and we see different scars on our own bodies, we can touch them and bump them and there's no pain. But there's a scar there. There's no pain. And that's how it is with our hurt. There will be, the memory is like the scar. It won't ever go away. The memory will never go away. But the pain can be healed through Jesus Christ. And to the point where we can touch those areas, talk about them freely to others without becoming, upset or them taking away our peace and joy and so on. So, and it's my encouragement to be clear of those things, because oftentimes when those things are down in there, they will cause reaction today. Like, I've noticed anything that was similar, like say a happening that happened years ago that was not healed, and then something similar would happen, I would have a reaction. And oftentimes then you hurt others with your reaction. That's why the saying, hurting people hurt others, is so true. And so to be healed of those things will also deliver us from those unnecessary reactions. So that's just one of my experiences. It's kind of a short version of explaining sort of a complicated issue here, but I just pray that this will be a blessing to others as it has been to me, and to realize that Jesus wants to do this for us. It's why He died, is to accomplish this work of both forgiveness of sin and the healing of our broken souls that have been abused and broken in the past. So God richly bless you, and may you be inspired to walk with the Lord in a close way.